Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today's story is about Richard Lord, pioneer prospector and Indian trader, a man of many vocations. He was rich and then poor. Dick Lord was one of the first white settlers in the valley and was the first white man to settle on the north shore of Lake Chelan. He was born April 6, 1865 in Oregon. He moved permanently to Chelan in 1888. His sister, Agnes Alma, married Harry Holden, later of Holden Mine fame. Lord initially operated a ferry across the Columbia River. In 1892, the ferry crossed near the current Beebe Bridge and was large enough to carry horses and wagons across the river. There were no bridges across the Columbia until 1908, when the first one was built in Wenatchee. Richard Lord's homestead, 2 miles north of Chelan, was 150 acres. It was called Lord Acres still today. He homesteaded as the first white man in an area that the Wapato Indians considered their territory. The homestead certificate was issued in April 1894 after he had been improving his property for about 5 years. Lord married in January of 1902. He was 37 and his bride was 19. They had 5 children. He spoke the language of the Wapatos, which he had learned in the Yakima country as a boy. Lord was among the men who helped Wapatos build their church in Manson. He acted as an agent for many of the Wapatos, arranging for payment of purchases at local stores and handling many of their business dealings. About this time, Lord became involved in a large irrigation and land speculation project, which was incorporated in 1906. Because of this and his prior relationships with the local Indians, the company contracted with him to obtain the property and right-of-ways from the Indians for the irrigation project. The company's plan was to carry water 10 miles from Charlie Wapato's lake to property around what would become the new town of Manson. Prospector, Indian trader, land speculator, Dick Lord died in 1938 at age 72. Would Richard recognize his old homestead today? Probably not. It looks somewhat different, you might say, from the scrubland that Lord homesteaded more than 100 years ago. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.